This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Blue laws in Massachusetts are changing. Customers no longer need to wait until noon to buy alcohol on Sundays. As of today, liquor stores can ring up sales as early as 10 a.m. on Sundays without needing any special approval from local authorities. To get some perspective on the background of blue laws in the Bay State, we turn to Peter Drummy, the librarian for the Massachusetts Historical Society. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
Peter, please help us understand what blue laws are and why the state has had restrictions on alcohol sales on Sunday in the first place, and give us a sense of how these laws have evolved over time.
Well, blue laws date back to the 17th century, to the founding of New England, and they were social controls. The idea was people then were trying to protect the community rather than the individual. So they would be concerned in terms of drinking about public drunkenness, but not about drinking itself. The ship Arbella that brought Governor John Winthrop to New England in 1630 had 12,000 gallons of beer aboard for the passengers and crew. These were people, one of the original blue laws, in fact, was a price control, so you couldn't be charged too much for a drink when you went to a tavern. So the laws today have sort of turned that around. So the idea today is the Sunday closing laws are that there won't be unwholesome activity on Sunday, that the Sunday will be a common day of rest set aside for wholesome recreation. These are the ideas behind blue laws today.
I'm curious about the legal angle.
One of the most important events in Massachusetts history related to these happens in the 1950s when a kosher supermarket, the Crown Kosher Supermarket in Springfield, is closed because it's open for retail business on Sunday, keeping the Sabbath on Saturday. And it's not, in fact, the public morals that are the public that's offended by this. What it is small kosher markets and butchers in Springfield think that this is a competition they can't sustain. They'll have to be open on Sundays as well if the big supermarket is open. In that case, Crown Kosher versus Gallagher goes all the way to the United States Supreme Court, where it's combined with other cases. And in 1961, the Supreme Court decides that even though these blue laws have their origin in protection of religious practices back in the 17th and 18th century, in fact, this idea of a common day of rest is legal and can be protected, and you can have blue laws that prevent the sale or activities on Sunday, sale of anything, but sale of liquor on Sundays, so that blue laws are protected by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court, so their changes are evolutionary.
That brings me to the question about the Supreme Court reasoning. In a secular society, how can laws designed to honor the Sabbath of one religion stick around so long?
Well, that's an interesting point. And even though Earl Warren is seen as a liberal justice, let me just read you from a couple of passages from his decision. He says, in fact, Sunday was in an atmosphere of recreation, cheerfulness, repose, and enjoyment, Sunday was set apart from the rest of the week. The cause, that is, the religious cause, is irrelevant. The fact exists. So he's saying, said in this decision, this really important decision, that it doesn't matter that it had this origin in religion. In fact, in the modern world, we've made decisions about setting aside this time for sort of public protection, which in an odd way goes back to our 17th century founding, this idea of law to protect the community as in some sense social control.
It's interesting that over time the blue laws have changed in Massachusetts. Time was no stores were open on Sundays. Obviously, that has changed. How is it that alcohol became sort of the final holdout?
I think that's because of this sort of 19th century temperance and then prohibitionist movement. This, as I say, this is not something going back to the 17th century. This is modern sensibility, the evil of drink, so that this stringent control over alcohol sales leading up to the period of complete prohibition in the 19-teens and 20s, this is a kind of vestige of that, left over from that time. So this is the last, with one exception, this is the last vestige of these laws. With this change, the blue laws that will continue to exist in Massachusetts are mostly to do with protection of workers from having to work on holidays, that is time and a half pay for holiday work, and also the continuing restriction on retail sales on Christmas. And that's, of course, a sweet irony, because the founders of New England prohibited celebration of Christmas. So you have the world turned upside down, where the only thing now protected, that is work on Christmas Day, is something that would have essentially been enforced in 17th century New England when the people who founded New England thought that Christmas celebrations were essentially left over from pre-Christian pagan times, rather than being marking the birth of the Savior.
So, Peter, do you expect that you will be availing yourself of the new earlier hours for liquor purchases today or on any other Sunday?
And firmly, with my feet firmly in the 17th century, I'm going out and looking for that price-controlled penny for a quart of beer or ale. I think that we sort of are honoring our forefathers by doing so.
Good luck to you, Peter.
And it's also the case that even with those very stringent laws, there always was an exception to accommodate the stranger or visitor. The traveler through was not subject to those sort of social controls that members of the community are. So in some respects, they were taking care of the procrastinators of their own time.
Peter Drummy is a librarian for the Massachusetts Historical Society. Peter, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
This is 90.9 WBUR.